Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we're talking about what it feels like to be shifting our reality. What happens when we're in that space where we feel suspended? What happens when we are growing, when our world is changing, when our surroundings are changing, our friendships are changing, our business is changing, we're changing? You know what I mean, right? We're going to get right into it. Here are three things that I want you to focus on. And this is going to be a very specific episode for somebody who's in a place of transition. It doesn't matter if you're in transition within your business or you're in transition within yourself. Change is hard. Growth is difficult. If change was easy and growth was easy, everybody would be doing it. But here's the thing about growth. Growth is a portal, and it is the portal of death. In order for you to grow, you have to be willing to die. In order for you to continuously grow, we have to get into that portal of being reborn. And this is why I love going to Mexico and sitting with different shamans and medicine men and women and doing the sacred ritual of a Temazcal, which is the representation of the mother's womb. It's a place of darkness. And I also get this image of the seed, right? The seed that we plant, the seed that we can't see, where it needs to be in the dirt. It needs to be in its seclusion in order for it to grab all of its nutrients. I think what happens so often is that we get so obsessed with wanting to see it now. I want to see the result now. I want to see the change now. I want to see the money now. I want to see the love now. And that's not how it grows. Growth is about letting go. It's about surrendering. So number one, I want you to release anything that's not working for you right now. I know. There's so many things in our life that oftentimes our egoic part of us latches onto. I need this house. I need this relationship. I need this car. I need this whatever. If it's your business, it's probably a course, it's probably a program, it's something that you've been doing for a really long time and you know it's out of alignment already. It's ran its course. Remember that everything has an expiration because it's supposed to be ultimately here to teach us. And this is why relationships are so interesting, whether it's friendships or the relationships that we have with our partners or our family. Oftentimes, those are the relationships that actually teach us the most. And we have to understand when the lifespan of that relationship has expired. And it doesn't mean that you throw that person away, but it means that you start to revisit that relationship and you start to ask yourself, how do I elevate this relationship? How can we come back to releasing the things that are not serving your highest good? And you know they're not serving your highest good when you feel tension around them. When just the thought of thinking about it makes you kind of cringe and get small. I really wanted to focus this episode on change and on shifting because right now, in this very moment, everything is changing. We're approaching the 11/11 portal right now and we are suspended in time right now. In fact, I've been telling my friends that time has been speeding up and slowing down, and it's just very interesting. I was in Texas the other day. I can't even remember what day, but I know I was there. And then all of a sudden, I was walking into my home with my suitcase, and I was like, whoa, how'd I get here? And I had this freaky moment where I'm like, I know I got on the plane, but I don't remember. And that's because timelines are collapsing. Time is really trippy right now. And it's my belief that we are in this really unique timeline. We're in this unique sliver of time where we have the ability to change and shift and alchemize and step into new timelines in the easiest way possible. We're going to be able to skip time, if you will, but it's going to require for us to get really, really clear. And we have to ask ourselves, what am I no longer willing to do? And I know it's going to be scary. I know oftentimes we hold on to the things because there is this illusion that it's keeping us safe. It's this illusion that we're afraid for people to see us in a certain way, but those are the things that keep us trapped. And I know exactly how that feels, humans. I went through something super similar a couple of years back as I was letting go of the career that I had built, as I was alchemizing and breaking down this relationship and partnership I was in. There was this huge cloud over my head, and I kept thinking, what will people say? Now, 7 years later, I'm like, oh my God, that's such a silly thought. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the only thing that should matter is, what does your inner being have to say about that? Like, what do you have to say about you? You see, we're always in these interesting places where we're giving up our power. We give up our power to our bosses or our parents or society. We give up our power. And this is really an opportunity to come back and release anything that is not working for you. Number two, as you're shifting and moving through your business and moving through your life, and you're starting to recognize the things that are not working, I want you to double down on the things that are working and surrender to the present moment. The fastest way to get to where you want is to be fully aware and present to the now moment. Remember, every time you keep thinking, I want to be over there, you're not in the only place where you actually are, which is right here. I love this mantra. I always share it with my students, and it's that there's nowhere to go and there's nothing to do. And I've been repeating this mantra for years, and I feel like every time I say it, every day that passes, every month that passes, every year that passes, I actually embody that very simple mantra deeper and deeper. Because there is a part of us that is in a rush, and there is a part of us that's like, no, that's not true. I got to get to this money, or that's not true. You don't know, Melissa, I have all of these things to do. Everybody's counting on me. And yes, that can be true. But when we surrender to what's right in front of us, we actually start to understand and touch this place of, wow, everything is perfect now. This is the best part. I know that there's so many of us that maybe even listening and saying, no, it's not, because when I get over here, then I'll be happy. But that's the place where you're gripping onto life. And the fastest way to get to all of your desires is by surrendering to the present moment and understanding that you actually can't go anywhere besides where you are right now. And if indeed it's in alignment for you to create the things that you want, have the wealth that you want, do all the things that you desire, which you are, because you deserve all types of abundance. You know, I think it's so interesting when we feel like we have to work hard for it, and like only worthy people get it, you know, or you have to come from a certain background or lineage. Or I once heard somebody say you had to look a certain way, and I'm like, whoa, that makes me so sad. Because energetically, we're all born with the same capability. In your genes, you have the ability to activate your fullest potential. And that is not different than mine. And mine is not different than anybody else's that I'm comparing myself to. It's about understanding that we have to work with the water element and let go. And let go of the things that we think other people are going to say. Let go of the judgment that you're actually blaming and putting on yourself. You know, I talk to so many students. I've coached so many human beings. And they always say to me, I'm so afraid to be judged by so-and-so. And they list all of the names. And I ask them again, are you really afraid of them judging you? And then when they sit and they think about it a little bit more, they change their mind. And they're like, no, I guess not. I guess my mom will still love me. I guess this other person will understand that I'm doing the thing that I really love to do. And then they get to this place where they see that they're the only one judging. They're the only one that's pointing the finger. And so what relief would it bring to your life right now if we truly allowed ourselves to let go, to almost take this backpack of rocks that you've been carrying and just drop it on the floor. What would it feel like if you gave yourself permission to just be? To be exactly who you are in the exact moment without needing to change a goddamn thing. I don't know about y'all, but like I think about that right now and I'm just like, yes. The third thing, what to do as you're shifting in your business, in life, as a being, as you're growing up, okay? And I don't mean this in any other way besides we are young people, you know, humanity is just young in nature energetically, and we are truly growing up. Man, I just kept thinking about this the other day, like, wow, there is legit no better time to be alive. Like, whoa. We have the ability to create because more and more people are awakening to the fact that they are the creator. And they start to understand that if they're the problem, then they're the solution. There's no better time. We are part of this wave. We're part of these beautiful beings that decided to raise their hand and say, yes, put me in. I'll go to earth. I'll share my light. I'll share my love. I'll share my gifts. Because all together, when we unite together, we are stronger. And I think that is what's happening right now energetically. It's happening globally right now on the planet. Things are shifting. Things are moving. Our shadow aspects are coming to the light so much. And that's because we have an opportunity to heal. We have an opportunity to heal so many things that have been in the dark. So many of the programs and the matrix that we've been in, which is almost like a spell. You know, most of us are walking around, going to our regular lives, doing our regular things with our regular job. And we don't ever stop to ask ourselves, is this what you actually really signed up for? And if the answer is yes, amazing. But if the answer is no, number three is to get back to your creativity. Remember the things that make your heart smile. Now more than ever, when we're at a place of turbulence, the one thing that comes to mind is become the eye of the storm. Become the person that is at the center of that storm and becomes immovable. Because, you know, if you try to run away from the storm, if you try to run away from this tornado, which is already happening, it's sweeping up all of this dirt, all of this debris, you're going to get caught up in it. This is not about running away from yourself. This is about running into yourself. So many times, and I've been doing this for the past 7 years plus, every single time there is a turbulence in my life, which trust me, there's always turbulence, there's always peace, there's always bliss, there's always the range because we're human. And we didn't come to this life just to feel one emotion. We came to this life to feel the range of emotions. I always quote Abraham Hicks because I just love when they said this. And it's just so perfect. And why change it? That when you know what you don't want, you know what you do. And so the polarity of life is important. And when we get out of our victimhood of why is this happening to me and why everybody else got X, Y, and Z and you know, life hates me. Remember, God Source Universe is giving you another opportunity to remind you that you're perfect just as you are. That you're whole, that you're complete, that you're not this project that you need to fix. I don't believe and I don't hold this vibration that we're broken and we came here to earth to get better. We are perfect in all of our ways. We were born perfect and we will die the same way. And actually, we don't even die. Why did we say that? Why did we convince people and scare them into just transitioning into the next phase of our life? I just feel like I'm in episode 3 of a movie. I'm like, okay, in episode 3, we go down to earth and we just do this thing and we get in a body and we fall in love or not and we share and we just roam around and we decide. We consciously decide, how do you want to live episode 3 out? And the whole bit is understanding that the player, you human, have full control. You've always had the remote control. It's always been you. You've always been the person that is pressing the buttons. And I think this human experience teaches us that. So whenever there is turbulence in your life, come back to being your center. Become immovable. I always think and imagine this anchor, this golden anchor that drops down from the base of my spine into the core of the earth, passes through the concrete and hugs the core of Pachamama, hugs the earth, because from that place, we become the representation of the tree. Roots strong. It can sway, but it doesn't break. Get back to your heart center. That's where your creativity lives. If you're disconnected from your creativity, this is that chakra that it is involved with your sweetness, your Swadhisthana, your creative portal. It's right above your reproduction area. This is the place where I love to bring my hands over that space. And I like to bring maybe one hand to my heart. And I ask my highest self, my quantum self, what do you get to do? What is it that you really love? What is going to make you happy? And humans, if we can't answer that, then we got to sit with ourselves in presence. You know, I talk to so many humans and they always say to me, I want to find my purpose. Help me find my purpose. And when I find my purpose, everything's going to be perfect. And the hardest part is them actually being still enough to hear themselves. You see, purpose is not in a book. Purpose is not in your coaching course or not even in a yoga training or breathwork certification. Whatever it is that you do, these are great tools to come back to yourself. But in order for us to listen into the whispers of the universe, which is basically just you, it's you listening to you, you gotta lower down the noise. You gotta lower down the chatter, the judgment. You have to get to a place, yes, of stillness, which, by the way, this is not about meditation. And I'm going to go on a tangent. Why are people saying they can't meditate? We have to stop telling ourselves this. Even children know how to do this. This is not the traditional. You need to be like a monk or with your legs crossed and your eyes closed. And, you know, this is not about that. It's not about you sitting on top of a mountain and doing something perfect, knowing that's just your ego trying to flex on something. Meditating is about being mindful. It's about being totally present, whether it's just washing a dish and looking at your hand, making the circular motions, whether it's you taking a walk and noticing a bird on a tree, and then just stopping and staring. Maybe it's a leaf falling from a branch. It's just pausing. I've heard so many people this year say, well, Melissa, that's so good. You've been meditating for however long. I can't do that. Every single person can meditate. It may look different for people, but every single person can get into a meditative state. Because actually, chaos is not normal. Your mind shouldn't be chaotic. We've learned to be like that because there has been pressure on us to go fast and to make us feel like we're always late and doing things one moment at a time feels like we're getting punished and we're not working as fast. Why do you think when you work your corporate jobs, you get rewarded for multitasking? You know something? I've realized that that's actually not a good thing to do. It's actually not a good trait. Like, I don't want to be a good multitasker. I want to be a good person who's present and does things one at a time. Because what I noticed is that when you multitask, you don't perfect the one thing that you're doing. You just keep doing a bunch of things half-ass. And yet, we tell the person who is a multitasker, great job. Look at you. Look at how many things you can do all at the same time. Humans, as you're shifting, as you're growing, here are the three things that I want you to do. Release anything that's not working for you, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your job. I know these moments are going to be scary, but remember, this is an illusion. There's so much illusion around us. And that's the thing about waking up. It's really about us asking ourselves that deeper question of what is not in my highest good anymore? And being brave and being courageous to step forward. Number two, surrender to what's present. Number three, get back to your creativity. Humans, I just have a little short message to share with you. Are we making things harder for ourselves? Because right now, what I see collectively is that everybody's having a transformational breakthrough. Every single person that I know is like, whoa, I'm questioning everything. And we make it harder for ourselves when we keep holding on. You see, so many of us want a new life, a new reality, a new timeline, a new lover, new money, new house, but you still are holding on to your same old beliefs. And you can't get there like that. And this is why I shared at the beginning of this podcast, growth is about death. It is a rebirth and death portal. You have to be willing to let go. You have to get to a place where it is too painful to stay the same. That is what's being asked of us right now as we collectively all lock arms and go through this transformational breakthrough together. The earth continuously has her upgrades and she's asking us to go along with her. And you're going to see some people are going to kick and scream. They will refuse to grow up. They will refuse to alchemize a lot of their trauma and a lot of their patterns and a lot of the things that are keeping them stuck. And you're going to see a wave of other people that are going to question every single thing in their life. And they're going to shift into a new vibration. That's actually part of the new earth plan. It's the same earth, but we vibrate and move into a new dimension, into a new way of being. Our standard changes. Don't you see? If you want your reality to change, you got to change your standard. This is one thing I learned on that path of growth. When I accepted peanuts from myself or other people, my reality showed me that. And when I started to raise the bar on my expectation and how I wanted to live my life, call it whatever you want, but I consciously decided that I was going to live a good life. I consciously decided that it's not about me having goals. It's about me understanding that I want to feel good. I want to feel good on most days. I want to be able to wake up and live a certain way. And those are the things that I get to expect for myself because I have raised the standard and the bar to my own life. All right, humans, I hope that you take this episode and really take an opportunity to integrate a lot of this medicine. We have our three offers open. We have Cosmic Genius open, our one-year mentorship. Send me a DM and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. We have our mastermind, which just started. Super excited about that. DM me the word mastermind. I'll let you know a little bit about that as well. And unleash and unveil your soul business. Oh my freaking God, the 11th round just started. DM me the word unleash. I'll share some of the deeds. And until then, go with peace, go with God. See you in the next episode. Breathe.